Look, man, we're evil hairless monkeys. We're losing our goddamn minds.
Hey, when you look at a person like this, putting peanut butter on it and just letting the dog lick it off sounds almost sensible by comparison.
If you missed the bus on Bitcoin, Doge, and Shiba, check out Crypto Phoenix, an all-American coin launched on Independence Day weekend. Check out their website, CryptoPhoenix.org, and follow the link on the bottom of the page to hang out with the founders on Telegram, where you can ask them anything. So remove your thumb from your fourth point of contact and use it to hitchhike on the next bus to retirement. A link is in the description.
What's up, you bunch of horse-playing hog slayers? Terrence Pop here with Blake O'Kleiner, and we're here for a ride and roast.
Oh, with two Richards in a tiny car with a butt donut.
Shut up.
For your back.
Yeah. It works.
It does work. I'm betting the subject of today's article doesn't work, because you'd have to have all kinds of free time to get yourself into this kind of ridiculous trouble. This is Bad News Bears, and strangely enough, it comes from the same website that platforms some of our biggest fans, like Tessa Newell, Amy Horton, Janelle Testa. Yeah, all of them come from bold.com, just like this, this gem of journalism here.
All right, let's have it.
Arizona woman arrested for using Craigslist to find a horse to have shagnanigans with.
What? Are you serious?
Horseplay. Quite literal
horseplay. Wow! How the hell you do that on Craigslist? What the hell? Is there like a...
I thought the personals on Craigslist went down some time ago.
Oh, yeah. They've been gone for...
No pun intended, of course.
No. They've been gone for like four or five years. Something
like that. I mean, so what category does this go under?
I have no idea.
Help wanted?
No. Because I remember I used to get on Craigslist and look in New York City and L.A., and then I would pick fights with these like incredibly snooty, picky old women.
I wish you would have screen-capped all that stuff, bro. Oh, that would have been comedy gold.
Dude, they would just flip out.
How dare you?
Well, I'd be like, you know.
Who are you?
I would copy like the crazy portion of their profile, and then put it in the email, and I'd be like, you know, you are 40 some odd years old, you got a kids, you got all this horse shit, and then you got this long laundry list of stuff. I mean, yours is Craigslist. This is the bottom of the barrel, man.
Yeah, if you are looking for a date on Craigslist,
you got a problem, man.
You have exhausted all other options. Yeah. I mean, that's when you have stored up chimera effect DNA from every penis in your zip code.
Wow.
And it's just swimming around in your brain, and you need some ivermectin for that. Oh, shit, I just get his banned. Son of a bitch.
Just get his banned.
But I have to say, it does get worse right in the first paragraph.
Okay.
A 22-year-old Arizona woman, remember that, there will be a test later, was arrested on was arrested on bestiality charges after she placed an ad on Phoenix Craigslist looking for a horse to engage in spicy activities with. The trans woman.
Is it a trans woman?
Whose legal name is Donald Weld. Was busted by Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for placing an ad for someone who owned a horse on which to commit the act of fellatio, according to the Phoenix New Times. So this is only the second most egregious crime to happen in Maricopa County since November. But I wonder if this gets worse. I mean, we already got a dude who believes he's a woman.
Okay.
Wanting to get his tonsils body slammed by a gigantic horse dong. Number one, the ad was pretty clear on what Weld was looking for. Weld's post on the missed connections section. Oh, God. they took down the regular personals, but they left up the missed connections section.
I haven't even looked, to be honest. I can't really comment on that. I think that might be a lie. I don't know if it's still there, though.
Isn't that the section where people, you know, fall in love at first sight with some tattooed, you know, Grimalo at Kroger, and then they write
about it.
You were the blue-eyed one with the pink and blonde hair with the sleeve tattoos and the two kids, and I just thought that you were different, and you love me. Please write me back and tell me what shirt I was wearing.
Are you serious?
Published on April 8th, stated,
I am 22 years old, and I want to play with a male horse. Simple as that. If you have access to a male horse and can allow me access to a male horse, then please contact me, please. I will do something in return.
Oh, God.
With the bazooka juice still in your mouth? Ah! You know, maybe he'll bring Starburst.
Oh, God, stop it with that. God damn, that was a horrible story.
Ascension, you mother fornicator, you are a legend on this show now.
God damn it.
Legendary.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
What's worse, though? I don't know. I mean, that is really bad, but at least it involved humans.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, in the good book, you get caught playing around with animals. They put you down along with the animal.
Oh, man. Well, somebody like this is only using the good book to, steady the legs on his broken table. He's going to need something else to steady his own legs when he's done with this horse.
Oh,
he's
going to
walk away looking like a cowboy, rode 50 miles into town on a horse with a gimp leg.
A horse with no name. Oh, my God.
Because if you give it a name, it just makes it weird.
I remember I was watching some footage from one of the Apache helicopters that was flying around Abu. And they actually got a couple of these sheep herders banging sheep.
Oh, God!
Like, they have thermals, so they can see everything.
But that never happens. It's stunning and brave religion of peace. They would never do such a thing.
It's a dirty country, man.
Oh, man.
Dirty. Dirty.
But back to the whole idea of a name thing, you know, I think that might actually hold water because, you know, male horse, male horse, male horse. It's said three times within, like, the two-sentence ad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what happens? Like, hi, this is my horse, Jim. Well, no, it's weird. I can't look at you if I know your name is Jim. I just,
wow.
You're about to blow my tonsils out of my butthole. Number two. Not to be confused with number two, if you know what I mean. Which I'm sure would be involved if this person actually got to do what they wanted to do.
Yeah, probably. Well, why not? Yeah. Let's turn up the nightmare fuel knob to 11.
In this particular scenario, the Neapolitan would be mostly strawberry.
Oh, God damn.
Another Craigslist user contacted the police. Another visitor to Craigslist who had a genuine interest in horses is the one who alerted the MCSO to the presence of the post.
What's MCSO?
Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Ah. But I have a really good question. If you have a genuine interest in horses, why are you searching the missed connections forum?
I don't know, man.
I saw you eating out of your feed bag at the fair, and I was wondering if you felt the same way I did. Please write back and tell me what color my shoelaces were, if you looked me as much as I liked you.
Stomp your hoof three times.
I have a genuine interest in horses and the Miss Connections forum.
Oh my God. So dumb.
I don't know, man. This person might be a little bit suspect. As well as the suspect.
I wonder, man, that would have been great if they still would have had the personal thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we could have put up some, like, bait stuff.
Oh, yeah.
See who responds.
Yeah, Mr. Ed looking to swing.
Oh, yeah, something like that would actually be kind of funny.
Mr. and Mrs. Ed looking to open their relationship in some polyamory.
There's room in our feed bag for two more.
In the undercover investigation, sheriff's deputies contacted the suspect and engaged Weld in conversation where the suspect stated the spicy act he wished to perform on the horse and agreed to meet the undercover detective on Tuesday, a spokesman for the MCSO said in a statement. I love how the sheriff is perfectly capable of understanding basic biology, but the writers at Bold still refuse to accept the science.
Wow.
Because it's all about Mafifis. I gotta know, Bold, who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Yeah. You have a bad relationship with your mom? Daddy leave you?
Didn't work out?
Didn't work out.
Yeah. Wee. Wee. That would be really hard for me to take that complaint serious. Because I'd show up and be like, "Are you? This is a joke or something?"
And so you wanted to do what?
Come on. What the f*** is going on here? Oh, no, I wanted to rail a horse. Now I'm going to have to arrest you.
Now you have
God, to. See what you did?
Now you have to go to jail.
I have to do the goddamn paperwork.
And you're probably going to like jail. That's the screwed up part. I'm not punishing you. I'm sending you to a spa.
Well, you know damn well that the arresting officer is going to get fucked with by all the other officers in the department.
Yeah, and then the suspect is going to go to the tank, and he's going to get fucked with by all the other inmates who know what's going on. Oh, so you're one of those. All right. Here's some soap. Drop it. There you go.
Yeah, I wonder how they would handle that in prison. I mean, they don't handle chomos well, but I don't know about animal hose.
I don't know. Just check out the wonderful... wonderful new standard operating procedure for the prisons in Cuckafornistan ever since they have opened up women's prisons to transsexuals.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're actually passing out Plan B pills and condoms to the biologically female inmates.
Wow.
Yep.
Holy
because they know
shit.
For a fact that these people are not actually identifying as women. They're going there because it's a spa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get this free pussy, man.
Yeah. Spa.
But see, the
sudden penis assault.
But here's another thing, though, man. How fucked you are in the head that you have to, like, tell the world, no, I'm a woman, just so you can get in a woman's pants.
Yep.
What kind of crazy world do we live in? God damn.
I don't know.
Wow. The epiphany of this shit is scaring the crap out of me.
I mean, they used to have comedies based on stuff like this in the 80s. You know, where chicks pretend to be dudes to try to get along in a sport or something.
Oh, Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Well, that was so he could be with his kids.
I know, but still.
There was one called Just One of the Guys where she wasn't taken seriously as a journalist, so she decided to pose as a dude.
Yeah.
And then she revealed that magnificent rack at the end. That was good times.
How do you hide that? He can't hide that. Well, you know, some woman did have one tit and fooled me, so I guess it could have.
That's true.
So I take.
But I suppose pretending you have a second tit is easier than having two tits and pretending to have no tits.
Loneliness, fear, shame, greed, and alienation. These are the emotional currencies passed under the table in this collection of neo-noir stories from the creator of Corporate Land. Whether it's the offices of Wall Street or the Shake It clubs in Texas, in a world where everyone has a price, Pretty Lies will die. Grab yourself a copy of Pretty Lies Perished today. A link is in the description.
Number 3. They arrested Weld in a sting. The undercover officer went to meet Weld with a borrowed horse, and Weld was immediately arrested. She confessed to placing the ad and stated his intentions to consummate the act. I love how they keep going back and forth with the pronoun verbiage.
Yeah, well...
They also served a search warrant on Weld's home.
Oh, are they gonna look for more horses there?
I'm sure that there's Polaroids and... nastiness and...
Yeah, that's the kind of... Yeah, no, it's not good.
A MySpace that invades your space? Ugh.
Yeah, become ho space.
Yeah, a drawer full of Starburst.
Stop! Fucking move on, man! God damn it.
But it's still fresh. Oh,
stop! That is terrible, man.
I don't understand the mindset here.
What? They're crazy.
I know they're crazy, but how does somebody... come to the realization that, hey, you know what sounds like a lot of fun? And that totally won't kill me at all?
Spicy time with a horse.
I don't get it either. I don't. That is, first of all, that is like one of the kahunas of sins.
Yeah.
I think the only one greater than that is what, murder or some shit? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is...
And you know, speaking of which, that actually brings up a valid point that I've been hearing from this community trying to defend... this sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're saying that we're the hypocrites because we're totally okay with eating the dead animals, but for some reason it's not okay to fornicate with them.
Because the Bible says you don't fucking do that.
Well, even then, in one case, I mean, the horse can't consent, right?
No.
So that automatically shoots a hole in your little morality argument. And especially considering that's
all
we've been hearing about for the past 4 years.
All of nature, there's predators and prey.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
And animals eat each other.
And animals eat each other. We are animals. Do I eat nothing but meat all day? No, I can't afford that. I don't think my guts would take it. I'm too old now.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem if I'm hungry, I have a farm or a homestead, taking a bat from above the door, going out and then clobbering some pig in the head, and then, you know,
bacon,
and turn them into whatever and eat them for a month or two. I don't care. I got no problem with that. All right. But, you know, taking the same pig and then, you know, squeal like a piggy. I mean, what's wrong with you, man? You
fornicate him and then kill it. You know where I would say that line is drawn between eating an animal for food and fornicating with it?
Evil?
Well, yes, but I would say that it's a little more nuanced than that. In one instance, yes, you are killing the animal, but it is for the specific purpose of nourishment. It's the same reason animals kill each other. They don't do it for sport. They do it for nourishment.
House cats.
House cats.
I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
Those fucking bastards.
They'll just leap up, grab a bird out of the air, and then lay it down at your feet for fun. Oh, did I do good? Get out of here.
They just kill. I mean, you ever watch any of those, like, neck cameras they put on some of those cats?
Yep.
It's a fucking serial nightmare.
I know, man.
They get outside, they're fucking killing motherfuckers. I hate cats. That's why I shoot them. If they're on my property fucking around, I have no problem. Oh, here's one right there. Oh, that's a woodchuck.
That's a woodchuck.
I don't want to run over a woodchuck.
You gay. But when you're fornificating with an animal, it's just for your personal pleasure.
In some sick, twisted way.
That's all it is, if you can even call it that. I mean, you remember the dude Mr. Hands? Did you hear about that internet sensation back in the day?
No.
That's right up there with the guy who put the mason jar in his fourth point of contact before it shattered.
God damn it! Why? Dude, that is horrible.
Well, it all came around like the same era of the internet, you know, back when the internet was still cool.
And strange.
And strange, yeah exactly. Yeah.
Okay. But still.
Well, this dude, Mr. Hands, thought it would be a great idea to get sodomized by a horse on the side of the road. It wound up perforating his colon and large intestine. He bled out and died.
Yeah.
So,
listen, people don't understand. A lot of blood runs through that thing. And it gets hurt. You're going to fucking die.
Yep.
I had a soldier in Iraq. Took some antibiotics and had like a really bad reaction. Mm. And he was like gushing blood out of his, you know, bunghole.
Oh.
Like, we ran his ass right up to the ambulance, the fire department right there in Fort Bliss. And they're like hemming and hawing. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck y'all. We immediately got on the net, called a fucking medevac helicopter.
Yeah.
Was there in 7 minutes. Oof. Had his ass in the emergency room in 15. He did not die.
He did not die. All right, good.
He was back 4 days later.
Usually bleeding from the anus is a bad thing.
It's not a good thing. But he made a full recovery, did his time, and came back alive.
So with that in mind, I have to say, why did you get involved? Why not just let Darwin handle his business? We need less people like this, not more.
Listen, this is some... first of all, there's a whole undercurrent of this simmering evil just below the surface that we all can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it's there. And occasionally, you know, we'll see it break the surface of the water.
Yep.
But that's all anyone ever does. You know, you need to get involved in the world, and we need to, this is some sick-ass shit right here.
Yeah, stop ignoring it just because it's not happening in your backyard. Because, you know, you ignore it long enough, sooner or later, it's not just in your backyard, it's in your house.
It'll be in your backyard and knocking on your door.
Yeah, the people in the suburbs outside of places like Portland and Seattle thought that it would never bother them.
Not a good time.
You keep ignoring stuff like this just because it's wacky and weird and it would never happen to me. Sure.
There's probably a lot of people out there who are dead got up in the morning thinking everything is going to be fine, and they start their day, next thing you know, they're in the lobby.
Yep.
He's going, what the hell just happened?
What the hell happened?
Oh, you're dead, bro. What?
St. Peter's sitting there with his feet up. You f***ed around and found out, brother. Number four. This was the fourth arrest in 3 years of its kind. That's four too many.
How the hell is this actually a thing?
And these are just the ones who got caught. Okay. Imagine all the ones who just, jumped the fence into the corral, had their way with the horse, or let the horse have its way with them, and then they just bled out in the woods. Gushing blood and bazooka juice.
I think people would actually, we'd hear about that in the news if people were dying from that.
Unless animals got to them first and picked the bones clean, then what are you going to report?
Bones.
Exactly, yeah. I say the same thing to people. I was actually sitting at a table full of college students once, and they're all talking about how sharks get a bad rap. They're not really man-eaters. Oh, my gosh. I said, wow. Yeah, gee, that's kind of funny. Yeah, you want to know what most shark attacks are reported as? Missing persons. Because you can't record a shark attack without a body.
That's right. Oh, that's absolutely correct, bro.
And the man-eaters, they can swallow you whole.
No
shaking, actually. No tenderizing, down you go.
I don't know if there's sharks big enough to swallow a person whole. I know they could bite you in half. I don't know, man. I don't study that shit. That seems like a very big-ass shark.
I'm just quoting Quint,
Oh, okay.
A shark, swallow you whole, no shaking, no tenderizing, down you go.
Doll's eyes. Doll's eyes. I remember that one. That line in Jaws scared me.
One of the best scenes in movie history, man. And that was like a perfect marriage of actors and material and a young director who was out of his fucking mind, who actually thought that he could make it all work. It's probably still Spielberg's best movie.
It was a damn good movie.
While you wouldn't expect bestiality to be all that popular of a crime, that's apparently not the case. Weld's arrest was the fourth made by the MCSO in 3 years for similar offenses, proving just how twisted some people can be. I'm actually amazed that Bold decided to hold a manual transmission person actually accountable for their actions and call them twisted. And they didn't try to redact and alter the sheriff's statements using his biologically correct gender.
Listen, that is a mental illness. All right.
It's sad.
It's delusional thinking to, you think you're something that you're not.
Yep. And the people who try to defend it are saying that we're ignoring the science, but they're trying to create science out of a metaphysical argument that you can be born in the wrong body.
How are they going to?
Doesn't really hold up.
How are they going to have to defend this animal crap?
And in that is one respect where I believe you and I stand firmly with feminists.
What?
This whole manual transmission thing. Because, make no mistake, there has not been a war on women for as long as you and I have been alive.
Yeah, I know.
Now there is. And guess what, feminists? It's your fault! They took this straight out of your playbook.
Well, first of all, these dudes are showing up, pretending to be women.
Crushing the
competition. And they are crushing women into the dirt. They're taking their scholarships.
Yep.
If it keeps going the way it's going, women's sport is gone.
And what's the age-old adage? If everyone is special, no one is?
Correct.
Okay. When it was just men and women, we could appreciate the yin and yang capacities, what each of us brought to the table to complete each other, to make, what's is supposed to be the foundation of society, the nuclear family, the family unit.
Yeah.
Now, if there are no biological differences, and that was not promoted by the manual transmission community, that was promoted by feminists. And now they've taken that ball and ran with it all the way to the end zone because you can't catch him. Because you're too slow. Because your bones aren't as thick and you don't have as good a lung capacity or heart power.
Yeah, your heart isn't as big. Lungs aren't as big. Our bones are thicker. I think we have quicker reaction times.
Yeah. Chalk that one up to the TERFs, I guess. In that respect, we will stand with them, but only in that respect.
Ah, dude.
Everything else, like my wage gap and my pink tax, you can just smurf my anus.
That has been debunked more than the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. Unbelievable.
And so has all this stuff.
I know.
And yet we're still here.
And they keep repackaging the propaganda.
Yep.
And they keep bringing it out in front of, you know, the general gen pop. Mm-hmm. And we keep calling them out because somebody needs to talk about this horse shit.
Because it's getting out of hand. I mean, about 5-6 years ago, it was just kind of a cute, quirky side of the internet. You know, like, oh, look at these delusional mother fornicators. Now they're actually gathering political steam, and it's not a joke anymore.
Yeah.
But don't fornificate with animals of any kind. I don't care if it seems small and non-threatening. In fact, that's even worse.
That's just not even cool.
You can't just bang a chihuahua. Your penis is a chew toy.
Look, man, we're evil hairless monkeys. We're losing our goddamn minds.
Hey, when you look at a person like this, putting peanut butter on it and just letting the dog lick it off sounds almost sensible by comparison. I'm not condoning that. Ugh. And I don't understand, but I'm just saying.
We're not condoning it, and we don't understand, no. And we don't care.
No. As long as you're not hurting anybody, do whatever the heck you want, but don't try to levy political power with it. And for the love of God, don't look for it on Craigslist.
Hell no! I can't believe they keep having these... Wow.
The only thing you're going to find on Craigslist are scams, herpagonosyphilades, and Middle Eastern dudes trying to talk you down to half your price.
Wow, there's a lot of people that do that.
You put a car up for $4,000, you know, that has 120,000 miles on it, it's in great running condition. Will you take $2,000?
No.
No. Piss off.
Why are you here?
Who hurt you? Hey, get out of here.
I need my money. Sorry. Money is good.
Money is good.
Yeah, pays for stuff, like food and shelter and shit.
Uh-huh.
Dumbasses.
But, do you have anything else to say? Any last words?
Well, first of all, this is fucking disgusting. Second of all, the Western world is so fucked. And there will come a time when we come to realize this, and it's going to be ugly to unfuck the whole thing.
If you let it keep going down this rabbit hole, and you think that you can just pull back the reins at the end,
and it'll all be good.
Yeah. No. It could never happen here.
No, you're driving it off a ravine.
Yep. You know, it's a lot easier to turn the car around while you're, you know, still on the road.
Yeah.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
I suddenly regret this. The end. I gotta take a shit.
Duh. I did not like that movie. All right, I guess that's it.
All right, dudes. Keep your parts away from animals. And if you have to do it, bring peanut butter and wear a rubber. And have Starburst for dessert.
Oh, God.